From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Welcome to all of you listening on the network. We certainly appreciate it. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. And if you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, you can do so at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. Track us down. If you want to call the program, 855-830-8648. That's in the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockey talk line. And in addition to that, you can find us on the Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Simply go to the website, find all the links, all the information, BillMichaelsSports.com. And if you're out and about, maybe you're listening to us on the radio in the car, and you go, I'd like to take those guys inside the office with me, download the app, the radio.com app, and you can hear us right then and there. Put the headphones in and get your work done. It's a good way to go. And favorite us, by the way, when you go to the radio.com app. Make sure you favorite us. And that way, when something happens, we'll pop right up in your ear. Or if you go to listen to us each day, all you got to do is tap the button, and there we are. Hey, guys, that time of year, many of us right here in the state of Wisconsin get a little bit cabin fever. You're huddled up indoors. You're tired. Maybe you're putting on the weight a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? And if you're dealing with some of the sexual health problems like erectile dysfunction, staying indoors, that might be a drag. My friends, the medical experts, by the way, at Neumel Medical Center, they have a 98% success rate treating guys with ED. That is 98%. And without all the nasty side effects by the pills and the pharmaceutical companies. If you're feeling sluggish, maybe, moody, you got the brain fog, no stamina, could be low T. I had the same thing. Neumel helped me out with that big time. And don't buy into the whole winter fat garbage, by the way. You can start losing. I started today, as a matter of fact. Went back on the program today just because of that. You come out of the holidays with cakes, cookies, pies, all that kind of stuff. And you're at Super Bowl. Everybody's feeding you with stuff. So I thought, you know what? When I get back, let's start working out again, kind of hitting it all over again, put on about 10 pounds. But that spare tire, hey, can be all gone. Thanks to Neumel's all-in-one weight loss program. Down over 50, 60 pounds right in there. And you can, too. Call Neumel Medical Center today, 414-455-4451. Say goodbye to cabin fever and say hello to the new you. That is Neumel Medical Center. Locations in Milwaukee and Green Bay. Call them again, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. So, you've got Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers together again. It's big news in the sense that, oh, there they are. But don't forget, Aaron Rodgers in the offseason last year went down to Favre's house and did some stuff for some kind of a documentary that he's putting together. But Brett Favre awarding Aaron Rodgers. Take a listen.
And the winner of this year's NFL Moment of the Year is my friend Aaron Rodgers. That's a new friend. No, seriously, though, it was great to share the stage once again at the NFL Honors with Brett Favre, who is a mentor of mine as a young player. And I watched you do this many times when I was a kid and then as a teammate for 3 years, buddy. Thank you for this award. It means a lot to me. Thank you to my teammates, Cobby, for finishing that thing off. Thank you to the fans. The ovation I got when I got back up on the field was something I'll never forget. That's why we play the game, because we love it. Put our bodies on the line for our teammates, for organizations, for the fans. And as Favre knows, there's nothing like beating the Bears. Thank you.
So there you go. Nothing like beating the Bears. And that's Aaron Rodgers accepting the award. So, which was a tremendous look. Hey, coming back against the Bears, beating them. Moving forward in that ball game, you would have thought that was the beginning. We all thought when he came back out and won that ball game, this is a magical season. This is the way you start a season off. Oh, my goodness. And everything got derailed after that. Now, Rodgers said, it's feeling good on the red carpet.
I feel great. My body feels really good. Instead of getting surgery postseason, decided to kind of go through a different routine with my knee that I've done in the past, and I'm feeling really, really good. I just had a concussion in the last game. That's cleared up. I'm feeling really good. I'm getting back into my workout routine, but the first month of the offseason is a lot about yoga.
Is that right?
And traveling.
Okay.
And traveling. So
not bad.
We just went to New Zealand and had a great time. Stopped off in Hawaii and saw my buddy Jerry Kelly, who's my partner next week in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Nice.
He's playing in a senior event. But it's fun. I mean, a lot of change, I think, in life in general. It's tough at first, but it usually works out for the best. So I'm excited about what's going on in Green Bay and the future there, and just enjoying my time off.
So goes to New Zealand and says, on our way back, let's just make a stop in Hawaii, which he does, and then heads back. Danica and him were on their way, and you can hear her voice in there. I think she was with him, wasn't she? That's what I thought, because this past weekend and after that, she was at the Waste Management Open, from what I understand.
Yeah, there were pictures. Sporting News put out pictures last week of them in New Zealand. They were both jumping in the same time into the ocean.
Yeah.
And they were taking selfies and, you know.
Saw some of that.
Good for them. Good for them.
You know what? And that's right. Good for them. And here's the reason why. I don't have a problem with that. Some people were all over. There's a lot I want to get into what we heard on Radio Row. And without divulging sources and names, I do want to discuss a few things. But there seems to be this consensus from some people and fans that you just had a new head coach. You should be there. You should be in Green Bay. And no, the coaching staff is just getting figured out. Matt LaFleur is just now starting to put a lot of this, his spin into whatever it's going to be, whether it's practice times, whether it's personnel, whatever it happens to be. He's doing some work with Brian Gutekunst and his coaches now. You can't get to the players until you have your coaching staff and your plan and your mission statement and everybody walking in lockstep done. So let Aaron get a little time away, goes and heals from the concussion. He says that's clearing up. He never said it cleared up. It's gone. He said it's clearing up, if you heard it, which is a little alarming, by the way, if it's just now going away, considering that was the end of the season. But he said it's clearing up, and let him be good. And then when he comes back in a couple of weeks, whatever it happens to be, then they can hit the ground running together. I'm not overly concerned about it. Also, Aaron Rodgers says, you know, hey, change. When you start going through changes, now he's going through a coaching change. He's gone through some girlfriends. I mean, when you have change in life, it can be tough.
A lot of change, I think, in life in general. It's tough at first, but it usually works out for the best. So I'm excited about what's going on in Green Bay and the future there, and just enjoying my time off.
He also says it's a busy off season.
Yeah, I have a little bit. I'm a little tired. I've been in about five time zones in the last week or so.
Now, a lot of that's his doing. So I'm not really feeling. You know what? When you say, what do you want to do? Let's go to New Zealand. Ah, okay, let's go. No problem. Ah, let's stop in Hawaii on the way back. Ah, okay. A little bit is that okay.
I'm a little tired from all my travels.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for him at all.
No.
And he gets right back on a plane and goes back to California this week to play in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Yes.
With Jerry Kelly, like he mentioned.
So he's going from Atlanta.
Boy, aren't you something.
Back to California. I thought I felt good when they upgraded me to a Mercedes SUV when I was in Atlanta. That made me feel like a king. Hi, sir. Hi, Mr. Michaels. You've got so many points with us. We would like to upgrade you. Here you go. Please accept this, I don't know, Mercedes, whatever it was. Cool car, but I don't know if I'd buy one, but tiny. Small on the inside. Rode really well, though. I can see the German engineering, but I couldn't wait to get back home and jump into my vehicle, just to be honest with you. But I felt like a king at that point. He's jet-setting all over the country. Then you've got Aaron Rodgers saying, here's some musical tastes of mine.
I don't. You know, a lot of the guys, they get mad about my music choices. You know, every now and then in the weight room, it's vet day, and I've kind of had enough with the songs that I can't understand.
Right.
So I put on the 90s. You know,
what?
Well, you know.
Soundgarden or something?
You could, some with a guitar, and you
okay.
can kind of hear the lyrics. So I'm playing Pearl Jam and Foo Fighters, Soundgarden.
That's the stuff. That's the good stuff.
Nirvana.
I don't mind that. All that's pretty good. It's not like it's young right out of the chute, but, you know, I get it. You know, he's kind of the West Coast grungy guy a little bit. It's where he grew up. He also, you hear from Mark Murphy talking about the new head coach, Matt LaFleur.
Just his work ethic, just tireless. I'm really, really pleased with the staff he's put together. I think we're almost there. We've got all his coordinators in place. And, Yeah, you know, what really stood out, just the quality of the person. I think when people are around him and spend time with him, very sincere. You know, he's got, you know, the strong roots, you know, in central Michigan, very similar to Green Bay. And I think he's going to be a really good fit for us. And I think particularly his experience and work, working with quarterbacks, and, you know, obviously his work as a coordinator over the last couple of years, and particularly last year in Tennessee, I think really will really serve him well in terms of being our head coach and calling the plays for us.
So there you go. That is Mark Murphy talking about their new head coach in Green Bay. 855-830-8648. We're going to talk some Bucks basketball when we come back, as we are going to be joined by Steve Novak. He is from Fox Sports Wisconsin, former Milwaukee Buck. He's the Bucks analyst. Hey, also a reminder, like I said, I had the upgrade to the Mercedes. It was a little SUV. Not a bad vehicle. I couldn't wait to get home, though. Why? Because I had the spacious... during the whole cold snap that was here in Wisconsin, how many cars didn't start? Raise your hand if yours didn't start. Unless, of course, you're driving. Keep both hands on the wheel. Got back to the airport. I was worried because we landed... And now this had been 8 days sitting in the airport parking lot, completely covered in snow. And I'm thinking, oh, boy. So I told Sherry, I said, wait, you wait here at the shelter that's warm. Let me walk over to the car, see if this thing starts, because if it doesn't, I'm going to have to call somebody and jump us and then try to get it going. I, from 30 yards, 40 yards away, popped the key, you know, the little fob. And I went bloop, bloop, and it started right up. Not a problem. That Ram 1500, I was happy with it. It was the reason I took it to the airport, because I thought of the dependability, and that's what it was, from Van Horn Automotive, and I got it at the truck center in Plymouth. I encourage you, for the 90-day test drive, if you're looking for a vehicle, you go there. Go to VanHornAuto.com. Go to VanHornAuto.com, V-A-N-H-O-R-N, Auto, A-U-T-O, Van Horn Auto, three words, put them all together, VanHornAuto.com, and see what qualifies for the 90-day test drive. That's what I did. And it sounds, it's exactly the way it sounds. All you got to do is go in and grab the vehicle. Whatever you need to do, whatever you like, figure it out. Okay, that's the one for you. Bam, 90 days. If you don't like it, bring it back. No further commitment. Phew, done. Talk to you later. If you like it, you can save up to $2,000. It's that simple. Just go to VanHornAuto.com. They have 16 dealerships throughout the state of Wisconsin. And you can go to any one of them and just check it out for yourself. But I would encourage you to go to VanHornAuto.com and do exactly what I did. And, oh, by the way, every employee there is not an employee. They are an owner, as they spread the wealth with everybody. So they all take pride in it. They're all owners. They all take pride in what they do. Make sure you tell them Bill Michael sent you. Again, go to VanHornAuto.com. When we come back, we're going to talk with Steve Novak. Let's talk some Bucks basketball, shall we? More of the Bill Michael Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show continues. We are glad to have you on board. Thanks, as always. Coming up tomorrow night, we're going to be at the Tavern at Turner Hall. That's where you can find us, 6 to 7. The Milwaukee Basketball Hour gets underway tomorrow night, featuring Steve Novak, who now joins us on the line on the Schneider Orange Hotline, as Pat Connaughton is going to be our guest tomorrow night. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well. How are you? We're thawing out a little bit. The weather's even warming up.
I know. I unfortunately or fortunately missed last week's deep cold snap as we were traveling. We were down in Atlanta, but it was, look, for down there, people were freaking out because it was going to be 30 degrees. So they were dressing like they were going to the Yukon, and we're out there in vests and sleeveless shirts. And, you know, it was like, thank God for this. It was fantastic. You know how it is with people in the South. You travel and you see the weather forecast, and they say it's going to be around 40. And next thing you know, they're out throwing blankets over their oranges. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. No, my favorite tweet I think I saw was, I was like, if you're in Milwaukee or you're in Wisconsin right now, it's 50 degrees colder outside than it is in your refrigerator right now. And I was like, wow, that really does kind of put things in perspective. It was kind of cold here for
I never thought of that, to be honest with you. But then the funny thing is, if you go by what it was below zero to what it was yesterday, people are saying it's a 90 degree swing. So I'm trying to fathom that in my head. I can't, because I wasn't here for it. I mean, apparently our smallest dog got froze to the ground when he went out to pee. He did. I mean, they had to go pick him up and, like, chip him out of the ice. So I've never experienced, I don't think, that kind of cold ever. Anyway, a team that's really hot is the Milwaukee Bucks. Five losses since early December. That's it to show for it. One of the hottest teams in the NBA right now. What is the reason why?
Boy, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why. I mean it. I think that they've been by far the most consistent team. I think part of it they can take a ton of credit for, the offense, the defense, the sharing the ball, the rebounding. They can take the credit for that. I think, you know, being healthy, they've certainly been that, and they've talked about it from the beginning of the year. Coach Bud and the medical staff, that they've said, we want to keep these guys fresh. We don't want to go crazy two-a-days early in the season. This is a marathon, not a sprint. And, you know, you hear that stuff sometimes and it works and other times it doesn't. And this year, I mean, look, Giannis is coming out and saying, I feel fresh. We don't worry too much about anything right now. It's kind of we're flowing. We're playing great together. But, I mean, to not have lost back-to-back games and to be, I mean, to smack Toronto like they did on the road and then to smack Washington like they did on the road, you can call it fluky or it's too early in the year for a long time, but we're 50 games in, and this team has proven this is who they are.
The expectation at the beginning of the season was just, hey, win the first round and advance in the postseason. I think we'd all be happy with that. While my head is saying, let's get through, they haven't won anything yet. Let's just get through the first round. My heart is saying, this is an Eastern Conference Finals team. Is there any reason to think anything less?
No, and I think there's both going on. I think you're right. They've not been out of the first round. You know, the last time they were, you know, a team to this caliber that they're being compared to was that 2001 team when it was Big Dog and Ray Allen and Sam Cassell. And I think this team has proven at this point they're, in my opinion, a better team, overall team, and have had a better season to this point than that team was. And so, you know, I do. I think that you do have to get out of the first round and before you can go, oh, we're going to be in the finals. We're going to win the championship this year. But at the same time, if you've watched this season and you've watched the way they played Toronto and you've watched them beat Golden State by 20 and you've, you know, seen the way they played on the road. And, you know, last year they won three games in the first round, all home games. And now this year you see they're going on the road. They're beating those teams that are top teams in the West, top teams in the East, on the road, and it makes you think, like, you know, maybe they've actually taken a few jumps. I mean, this team is on pace for, they have 38 wins right now. Last year they had 44. They need six more wins. There's 30 games left. So I do think that this team has taken a huge jump, and, you know, yeah, I don't want to get too excited. Playoffs is different. It's matchups. It's seven games against one team. But, I mean, there's no team out there that looks as good as the Bucks through 50 games.
The Thon Maker situation is interesting. The only guy that was healthy that did not play the other night against the Wizards, how is this being handled, I guess? How is this being received probably more so inside that locker room?
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate because in today's day and age, I think it's so much about controlling the message, right, and the optics, the way kind of things look. And so I think for Thon's camp's point of view, it's unfortunate because this is a guy who he's been a good player at times for this team. He's young. He's getting better for sure. Put on muscle. He had a great playoff last year. They're on pace to be the best team in the league at this point. They are the best team in the league. And so to have a message come out that, you know, he's unhappy or doesn't want to be there, I think is not going to distract this team right now, right? There's just too much good going on. And I doubt, knowing Thon, playing with him, that was his intent at all. As a player and as your camp, your representatives, there's always kind of this, they want the best for you, they want to talk to the front office, and, you know, everything gets leaked and gets put out now. So I do. I think Thon is probably focused. The team at this point is most likely, you know, having conversations. If someone's unhappy, they're not going to hold a guy hostage. But the timing of it, for sure, I think, for the Bucks is not a distraction, but unfortunate, I think, for Thon and for, you know, anybody that really have to answer those questions when they're doing so much good.
Talking with Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. You look right now at the standings. They've beaten the Raptors 3 out of 4. The Celtics are starting to win some ball games, and that's a team to look out for. 9 of their last 10. They've won 4 in a row. You've got Indiana, who probably going to fade a little bit without Oladipo. Who are the Bucks right now? Are the Bucks paying most attention to the Raptors and the Celtics, or is, say, the Sixers a real threat in all this before it's all said and done?
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of season to be played, and I think that that's what makes a team like the Bucks go, we just got to keep pushing, we got to keep getting better every day, we got to continue to improve, because you know that teams like Boston, that obviously the Bucks saw last year in the playoffs, they're going to figure it out. They had a rough start, and they're losing games, and they had a little controversy with, you know, Kyrie saying things with about his younger guys. And look, those teams are going to figure it out, kind of like you saw Golden State. It's like you got the KD and the Draymond talking to each other crazy, and Draymond out all of a sudden, it's like, oh, they're sitting there tied for first in the West. You know, so, you know, I do. I think Toronto has had the look this year of the second best team in the East. You know, Philly has absolutely been up and down, as has Boston. And so I think you saw the way the Bucks played Toronto the other night, and you had to think to yourself, that's the other best team in the East, and the Bucks have looked great against them. So that's the team that if I'm gauging us against, I would say is the closest in the East, and the Bucks have done a great job against them.
Hey, before I let you go tomorrow night, Pat Connaughton's going to be joining us. You and I were talking a couple of weeks ago when we had Malcolm Brogdon on with us about role players and about the importance of not just a guy like Giannis, but they're getting it from all aspects of the court. Connaughton, early on in this season, he was an energy guy. I'm looking forward to talking to him and picking his brain as a guy that comes off of the bench, but he's a guy also there hasn't been anybody that's been on this team, that's been on this roster this year, that has not been a contributor in some way, shape, or form.
No, you're right. And I think some of it speaks to the roster, and some of it speaks to the fact that this has been a team that's gotten leads and allowed other guys, the bench, to come in and contribute. And I agree, Pat's been one of those guys, recently scored, you know, 16 points. And I want to talk to him tomorrow, too, about some of his past. I mean, this guy's been drafted into Major League Baseball. He's been drafted into the NBA. I mean, he's just a stud of an athlete, and he's kind of had his hot spots this year. So I think there should be some good stuff to talk to him about tomorrow night.
Good stuff as always, my friend. I will see you down at Tavern at Turner, and we'll have a good one.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now, and they've been getting it done for over 80 years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Do not forget that they were also a big proponent and supporter of us on Radio Row. So go in and say hi to our friends over at Schneider and just say, hey, thanks. Thanks for sending the Bill Michaels Show down to Super Bowl. Hey, Cousin Subs, they make it a better foundation, and their foundation is supporting Wisconsin high school senior athletes in their dreams of continuing their education. Now, seniors can apply to win up to a $7,500 or $2,500 worth of scholarship, along with a trip to the exclusive Wisconsin Sports Award event in Milwaukee. So don't miss out on this VIP experience. You can enter right now from February 1st through February 28th at CousinSubs.com/scholarship. CousinSubs.com/scholarship. Parents, write it down. And you better believe that they believe in better and better you. That's what Cousin Subs does, and they are the proud supporter and the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. So, wrapping up some Bucks chatter right there. An interesting topic came up this morning. I was listening to the morning show coming in Milwaukee, and they were talking about a guy like Julian Edelman getting the support of a guy like Adam Schefter to say, hey, he's on his way to the Hall of Fame. And he's a PED guy, remember. He was suspended at the beginning of the season. But you even have a sniff of PEDs in baseball, and you are then pretty much going to really find a long struggle to ever get yourself into the Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. Hopefully you're having a good day. Hey, say thanks to our good friends at Stenny's. They had a big party down there for the big game. Gave away wings for a year. For a year. They continue to get it done. Fantastic stuff down at Stenny's, and I was missing some Stenny's. I tell you, when we were looking for some bars to go to down in Atlanta, I just kept saying, I wish. Now, we hit a couple barbecue places, but there's nothing like Stenny's. Second to National in Walker's Point, Milwaukee, by far, Milwaukee's best sports bar. Award-winning Bloody Marys. Shuttles to all their games, and they're the home of the Bill Michaels Garlic Cheese Bread and one of the fine establishments that took us to Radio Row down in Atlanta. And can't say thanks enough to Jerry and Ryan and LJ and everybody, JoJo and everybody that works down there. Go in and say hi to Stenny's. That's where I go, and hopefully you do as well. Also, our friends at the Milwaukee Admirals, this Friday night, Sticks post-game concert on their Summerfest stage. Go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. That's coming up this Friday night. Go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com and enjoy it. Enjoy it. Also, Auto Paint and Supply. Go to GoAutoPaint.com. That's GoAutoPaint.com. They're in Middleton, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. The automotive, fleet, industrial, marine paints, they've got it all. Whatever it is for body work, whatever it is for painting, they have got it. If you need the supplies, they have it. They're the best in the business. GoAutoPaint.com. I want to get to Frank in Wausau real quick. He's been a whole long time. Frank, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Good, Bill. How you doing today?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
I was just kind of wondering, how important is the ensemble act that the Bucks got going on now, and can the Packers receiving group take a note from this?
How good is the ensemble that the Bucks have, and yeah. in relation to what the Packers are doing? You mean?
Well, that the Packers can take a signal from this that they've got to have more than just.
Oh, okay.
Really good guys.
Right. Okay.
That you can count on.
Well, look at it this way. I appreciate the phone call, Frank. I'll just kind of throw the synopsis out there. Aaron Rodgers is a minority owner in the Milwaukee Bucks. They went out and got a star in Giannis. They hit on him like they hit on Aaron Rodgers in the draft. And what they did, they looked at Giannis and they said, okay, what do we need to do? Well, we need outside shooting. We need another big man. We need a little bit of a rim protector. We need to play some better defense. We played better defense off of our offense and energy. So they get a ball handler. They got another scorer. They've got a guy like Chris Middleton who's like in between the Brogdon and the Bledsoe phase. They picked up Brooke Lopez, which has been one of the better pickups in all of the NBA. Obviously, Ersan Ilyasova, a guy that wanted to be here, a guy that wanted to be a part of this. And then you start the trickle-down effect, and you look at some of the role players. You know, you bring in DiVincenzo, a guy that you hope you can develop that three, and he can become that outside scorer for you. You bring in Pat Connaughton, an energy guy. You still have Thon Maker, and there's a developmental process there. So you have these guys that you have a star and really good supporting cast and role players. But to compare apples to oranges, you've got a really good left tackle in David Bakhtiari, and you've got a good right guard or a left guard in Lane Taylor. You've now got a burgeoning running game. You've got some good young wide receivers with talent on the rise, but do you need to fortify it with another veteran? You still need to get another wide receiver. You've got an aging. You try to go out and make a deal for an aging tight end. Now, whether or not he's going to come back and play better, we'll have to wait and see. Or if they keep him, we'll wait and see. But I think what we learned in this postseason is, yeah, fortify your offense. And when you've got a guy that can throw the ball like Aaron Rodgers, do it. But if you're going to win in the postseason, you can't just say, hey, Aaron, go win us ball games. Because there is going to be a defense that is going to take away one or two of your best weapons, and then you're left with Aaron Rodgers running for his life trying to make something happen. We all saw it. Like I said, the Patriots played excellent defense throughout six of their last eight quarters of football. And that's what got them there. So I am of the essence of you start up front, like ripples on a pond, you build out. You've got a quarterback that can take you there. You know that. But you have got to get better in the trenches. You saw both defenses win their battles in the trenches. Both defenses were pushing offensive lines around. They were cutting off cutback gaps. They were making each offense kind of one-dimensional. Edelman, I don't know what makes that guy so good. You know what he's doing. That inside slant was open to him all damn day. Now, when you've got Gronk on the outside, that makes a difference. When you're crisscrossing him and Edelman, that makes a huge difference because pick your poison. Who are you going to go with? And if Edelman wasn't open, they could go to Gronk. You know, and if those two weren't open, well, they had other areas, other avenues to go to the foot. I mean, they hit Burkhead out of the backfield a couple of times, Patterson a couple of times, James White one time. But your two guys between Edelman and Gronkowski, 16 catches for 228 yards. Those two guys combined for. So, It was pick your poison, and they couldn't match up. They couldn't match up. And they ran the ball extremely well. So you better have a run game, which makes sure you better have a good offensive line, and you better give him time to throw. That's ultimately the way the Patriots were able to move the football, because it was just a better offensive line won that game. If I had to give an MVP out to one or the other, I wouldn't even give it to Edelman. I might have given it to the offensive line of the New England Patriots. When you think about it, I mean, hell, Gilmore had 5 tackles, had a pick, 3 passes defended, and a forced fumble. Think about that. Gilmore might have been a guy that should have been, could have been the MVP. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Then you've got a guy like Julian Edelman, who's the reclamation project. He's a guy that's suspended for the first 4 games of the season, comes back, and wins the MVP of Super Bowl 53. And there's talk of saying, well, boy, I tell you what, if this guy continues on this kind of a torrid pace, when you look at his numbers in the postseason, he's on his way to the Hall of Fame, which, first of all, yes, he did a lot to get him there, but I don't believe just because of your postseason numbers, that's going to get you into the Hall of Fame. But on the baseball side of things, you get caught doing PEDs, you are the scourge of the earth. I don't know. People ask, what's the difference? I can't logically wrap my brain around it. Maybe I'm missing something. Baseball, maybe it's because you're talking about big, strong athletes in football, that if they body enhance and they get bigger and stronger and they push guys around, I think we just say, okay. Where in baseball, in some way, you're being cheated. I don't know how, but you're being cheated. Because we hold the records of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and Joe DiMaggio, and you start to go through the Hank Aaron, and you start to go through this list, and we hold them so unbelievably hallowed that how dare you try to cheat your way past the pantheon of greatness. You know what I mean? I don't know why. There is a difference. What the distinct difference is, arrogance? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe baseball writers hold themselves to a higher standard, but if a guy, this is the equivalent of losing the first 4 games, a quarter of your season. This would be a guy that gets suspended in the offseason and comes back after, what, you know, 40 games, 50 games, and gets suspended and then comes back and has an MVP-type season and takes his team to the World Series to win it. Do we just forget about the first 40, 50 games that he had to sit out? And if he goes on from there and never gets suspended again, and still bats 270 and still performs just over and above in the postseason, is he a Hall of Famer? I think the stigma of PEDs is always going to find its way into this guy's, resume in Major League Baseball. And that's kind of what you're talking about. That's kind of the parallel. I don't know. I'd have to step back from it and say, okay, is A-Rod going to get in? Do Bonds, Clemens ever get in? I mean, Barry Bonds was on his way to a Hall of Fame career prior to the whole steroid thing. I don't know. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We're going to go and take a quick break. I know. I was talking about the game a little bit earlier. People are still just mad at Maroon 5 and mad at the halftime show and mad at commercials. I get it. But I tuned in for a game, and I saw 2 great defenses go at it in the biggest moment of their lives. And it was fantastic to me. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show continues on. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Say hi to Brooke and Pat and everybody over at Signature Limo. Signature Limo. I got to get out and do something with these guys. I need one of those weekends where it's just nothing, just to hang out now that football season's come to an end. One of the nation's leading ground transportation providers. Check out my friends Pat and Brooke and their first-class staff at Signature Limo by going to booksignature.com. That is booksignature.com. Talking with the kids, I was taking the kids to school today, and they kept saying, hey, when summer gets here, we're going to take the boat out right away. And it gets me thinking. The boat's over at Skipper Bud's right now. Out in Pewaukee. Great service out there. Ryan, one of the service managers, the general manager there is Todd. They have a big sale going on right now for yachts and pontoons and sport and deck boats, fishing boats. Start thinking about warmer weather. I know it seems like it's far way away, but it'll be here before you know it, and the prices are fantastic. Now's the time you want to buy. Check out SkipperBuds.com. That's SkipperBuds.com. I go to the one in Pewaukee, but they are all over the place. So go to SkipperBuds.com. And if you're looking for a new gig, especially when it comes to machining, that is Pindell. They are hiring right now. If you're looking to be part of a great winning team, go to their website, Pindell, P-I-N-D-E-L.com. They're in New Berlin, Wisconsin. That's Pindell.com, P-I-N-D-E-L.com, Pindell right now. He's been on hold a long time. Let's go to Skip right now in Hale's Corner. Skip, how you doing today? What's going on, man?
Pretty good unit. Yeah, hey, awesome job. I always enjoy that when you guys are down at Radio Row and Super Bowl.
I love
all the guests, you know. So, you're talking about who the Super Bowl MVP should be, okay? No question, the Super Bowl MVP should be the Los Angeles Rams offense. Okay, that what the Super Bowl MVP should be, the whole offense, okay? Goff missed, he threw the ball in the clouds. He had Brandon Cooks wide open in the end zone, okay? That's why McCarty had time to come and bat the pass down.
Right.
He should have had that pass 5 seconds before he got there. Second of all, Brandon Cooks drops a pass, okay, in the end there, okay? And then how many times the New England Patriots blitzed, you know, and the Los Angeles Rams missed so many blocks?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay, and also one thing that nobody else talks about, okay, that penalty with the last second last drive, the Rams had an 18-yard run and they called a holding penalty on the center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a bad call, okay, but that really took the wind out of the sails. So I mean, it just it was there for the taking for the Rams, and I don't know how they didn't do it.
I get it. The Rams had some opportunities. I appreciate the phone call. As much as you give credit to, in essence, the MVP being the Rams offense. Look, the Rams offense had to go against a very good defense. They gave up 3 points. And that's it. I mean, think about it, okay? They gave up 3 points. So for all that you want to take a shot at the Rams and say, well, the Rams didn't do this, the Rams didn't do that, and you maybe want to knock them down a little bit, I give a lot of credit to what Bill Belichick does. They shut down. Now, I don't know if Gurley's hurt. I didn't see a specific injury, so I don't know if Gurley's hurt. The assumption is that he was, but I look at what the Patriots did to the offensive front of the Rams, and I just give them credit, you know? Kansas, by the way, let me say this. So New England, in 6 out of 8 quarters of football, gave up 10 points. They didn't allow Kansas City to score a point in the first half of their game. Now, they gave up a touchdown late in the third quarter, and then obviously 24 points, Kansas City came storming back in the fourth quarter. But the Patriots defense, in the last couple of games, now think about that for a minute. Think about that. In the last couple of games have just been spectacular. I mean, 5 quarters out of 8, they had shutouts. 5 quarters out of 8, they pitched a shutout. And the one that they gave up a lot was when they were basically playing kind of a prevent against Patrick Mahomes and company in the fourth quarter of the AFC Championship game. 5 quarters of shutout football in the last 2 games to march on to a championship. Say what you will, but you got to give them credit. You've got to give them credit. 855-830-8648. Our buddy Brett from Eau Claire says, to me, my hope is that if the Packers are going to run a similar offense to the Rams, that the receivers are willing to be blockers. If they are going to play a tight formation, you need to have tight ends and receivers who can actually block. Look, people keep thinking this is going to be a Sean McVay offense. There may be a part, there may be a wrinkle that looks Sean McVay-ish, but this is more out of the Kyle Shanahan playbook than it is the McVay playbook. Everybody wants to take that one season that Matt LaFleur and McVay were together, that this is a McVay coaching tree. There's a lot of influences there. I'm looking for it more to be the Matt LaFleur coaching tree. I really don't care. I just want to see him connect with players and him continue to move forward and watch these guys get better. I don't care whose coaching tree is it. I don't care if it's a Bush. Doesn't matter to me. I really don't. I just want to see this team get better. I think there's some talent here. I think they have to fortify it with additional talent. And we'll see what happens. And let's be honest, I think I'd rather see more play calling and more of the look of the Bill Belichick coaching tree or knowledge than I would be any other coach in football right now. Stay tuned. What did you take away from the Super Bowl? What did you take away from the halftime show? What did you take away from the ads? How far away are the Green Bay Packers? Those are all burning questions. We'll answer them coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.